You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Painter Elisheva Birnov finds old pictures of anonymous people and recreates them on her canvases. She does it with such detail you almost can't tell the difference between the paintings and the photos. And it's those intimate details, along with the stories they convey, that make her subjects more than strangers. Elisheva's work is currently featured in the Long Story Short exhibition at the Frankel Gallery for their 40th anniversary, and she spoke to KALW's Janae Darden.
As a kid, my two passions were reading and making things. I loved reading because books were these portals into other places, other minds, other eras, so I could travel with them. And making things also expanded my horizons. And I just loved seeing all the different ways that I could put something together. So the impulse that drove me to read was the same one that drove me to make things, which was just to open doors past myself and into the world beyond.
So you went from New Mexico to Yale?
Yeah.
Did you study art at Yale?
I did. I was always taking art classes as I proceeded, but I was initially also pre-med. And then I realized at a certain point, I think the point was after taking organic chemistry one summer, that path would preclude my spending the kind of time doing art that I wanted to spend. If I pursued medicine, art would be relegated to this sometime activity, and that seemed impossible to me, untenable. So I decided to just focus on art. I had some parental pressure to take the predictable, safe, and steady course. It's scary for parents if their kids pursue something without professional signposts, and art very much doesn't have a chartered course.
You're in the Bay Area now. How have you grown here as an artist in the Bay Area?
Well, I came here for graduate school after 5 years of living in New York and kind of feeling like I couldn't keep my head above water, like it was a struggle to just make ends meet. Unless you're very lucky as an artist, the world isn't likely to care what you're doing, and so you have to care. And it has to matter enough that you can do it even when nobody's looking. I was really hungry for some focused, dedicated time making artwork. And so I applied to graduate schools and moved here in 2007 to go to California College of the Arts. And grad school was a very condensed and productive time for me. It's kind of like a cauldron where the heat is on. And so I made a lot of work. I met a lot of other artists. And I began, for the first time, really showing my work. Some of that happened at local nonprofits or at people's experimental living room gallery spaces. Mm-hmm. That really was the moment when my artwork became more of a conversation with other people because it was out there.
You have these photos that you replicate through painting. And I understand that you're interested in subjects that aren't usually the main subject as far as in our society. So who are these people? You know, what do you consider someone that's not a main subject, that you have made a main subject in your work?
Yeah, I paint from found photographs. So they're anonymous photos that I get at flea markets or garage sales or on eBay, and I don't know the people portrayed in them. And I use them to make paintings, and the paintings I make are the same size as the photographs, so they're really small, and they're two-sided on thin 1/32nd inch hobby shop plywood.
When I looked at your paintings, sometimes, and I compared them to the photos, sometimes I couldn't even tell which was, looking at them online, I couldn't tell which was which.
Yeah, so in some ways that's a byproduct of the sort of time that I need to spend with the photos in order to really tap into that hidden other storyline that I was mentioning. I do spend a lot of time making the paintings, and I'm trying to recreate the photographs as faithfully as I can, but there's always a discrepancy, always a gap, and that's sort of where the art lies, in that gap where I'm striving to render something, and yet the painting still has my fingerprints on it. I am trying to draw out a hidden story that's in these images. The photos almost all have pictures of people, and so the straightforward story is that they're portraits and that mm-hmm. they're pictures of people. Then there is this secondary incidental story, because many of the photographs that I choose, especially in my most recent work, have errors or accidents of some sort, like a rosy color cast or a light leak that looks like a visitation. Those mistakes are actually quite breathtaking and beautiful, but when I paint them, the mistakes, the blips, become subjects in their own right. Those photographic errors act as metaphors for something that can't be rendered.
Okay.
The joy for me is to just sit with something for that long and have this moment with it. You know, the photo is this really quick, instantaneous, mechanical record of a moment suspended in time. But the painting doesn't operate like that at all. The painting is this really layered, ongoing process. Is almost a record of the thoughts that I've had and the emotions I've felt and the responses that I've had to this image that I'm sitting with.
Why do you think people should come to the gallery to see the celebration?
It tells such a great story about the gallery and the work they've done, and also about art history. It's a nice moment to see Jeffrey Frankel's art, which is in the curation.
Mm-hmm.
So his art is sort of in creating these groupings and drawing links from one image to the next and illuminating how they relate to each other. His humor and his sensibility comes through. And you can really see how times change, but art stays relevant. And so even a photo from 1860 can feel like it's addressing something that is urgent.
That was artist Elisheva Birnoff. You can see her work in the Long Story Short exhibition that's at the Frankel Gallery in San Francisco, part of their 40th anniversary celebration. The exhibit's running now through January 18th.